Good afternoon, this is Kira with Warrior Pursuit. Today I want to talk about domestic violence. A couple weeks ago I looked up the term to see what information would pop up. One of the websites that came up was thehotline.org. When I clicked on that link, there was a pop-up immediately stating that computer use can be monitored and is impossible to clear. And if you're afraid of monitoring, then you should instead call the hotline. There was also an escape button that would redirect you to Google. Another website I looked at was ncadv.org, which also had a pop-up with an exit button to help you redirect if someone was coming behind you and you didn't want to show your usage. I've also seen flyers in bathroom stalls encouraging people to call the hotline. And in one bathroom I went to several months ago, there was a flyer that said if you felt uncomfortable with your date, then you could go up to the bartender and speak a code word, and that bartender would make your date leave. To me, all of this shows how sensitive people can be to the victim instead of having a desire for more hits or more exposure on their websites or popularity. They care more about the victim instead, and I think that is a beautiful thing. I just want to plug real fast, if someone's having a problem with domestic violence, you can use the hotline, which is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233, which is available around the clock. They're trained experts that can give you anonymous information. They have connection to over 5,000 agencies in over 170 different languages. You know, they're so prevalent because almost 20 people a minute are physically abused. That's over 10 million people a year. In a lifetime, one out of three women or one out of four men will have been abused. You know, it's a very important thing because intimate partner violence is 15% of all violence. And of course, that type of violence can resonate outward, affecting rape, stalking, murder, suicide, and child abuse statistics. I've definitely personally experienced domestic violence and abuse. And, you know, it wasn't a good thing. It was painful. I've experienced hurt, being scared of letting other people know the situation. And so if anyone's struggling with that, I want to let you know that you're not alone. You know, there are people who care and people who will help you if you look for it. So again, I just want to plug those websites. Again, ncadv.org, thehotline.org, and 1-800-799-7233. Get help. Or feel free to message me. All right, everyone. Peace, love, and be safe. Happy hump day. And this is Kira with Warrior Pursuit.